This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, so here's a question for you. As we start today's show, what is your capacity for love? What is your capacity for love? And does your cup ever runneth over? How much love can you handle? And I asked this in a surreptitious way because we're going to talk about health care as we open up the show tonight. Because, you know, we do occasionally talk about health and healing and disease, decay, degeneration, and dying, and how to intermix the two and get you off of the latter and back to the former, right? Get back into growth and healing. And so I asked, what is your capacity for love? It's not a trick question. It's a real question. Because there's a lot of, obviously, in the political realm, hate, right? A lot of hate going on. People are like, we're the loving people. You know how we know we're loving people? We want to take money from some people and give it to other people. What about your money? No, not my money. I want to take it from somebody else that needs it less than I do, right? So the capacity for theft is on from those who love you so much that they want to mandate that you get something they call health care from the government. As the way they defined it was almost utopian under Obama and Obamacare. Now under Trump, they think, oh my gosh, he's the devil incarnate because my gosh, he wants to roll back some of the Obamacare mandates and allow a little bit more freedom into the equation in terms of choosing the kind of so-called healthcare coverage you want to buy. I still dispute whether it's healthcare. But now I bring back in the love and you say, well, what does love have to do with this? Was that a Tina Turner song, Superdog? What's love got to do with it?
I was
going to
say, you're channeling Tina Turner there.
What's love got to do with it? Everything. Because those who advocate for enslavement, who advocate for using the force, the violence of the state, to steal from you or to force you to participate in something that you don't believe in, are not loving people. They may have aspects of their lives that they'll divorce themselves from all of the hatred and violence and force, and they'll be a loving, you know, to their cat or their dog, maybe their grandma, something like that. But when it comes to you and me, Super D, or others out there that say, you know what, I don't believe in your, honestly, religious views, right? Religious views that the state must provide for you everything, particularly health care that is not health care. Remember, we have a state-sanctioned religion. It's the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, the leading cause of death. The third leading cause of death by the peer-reviewed literature, I say leading because it contributes to the cancer, the heart disease that are number two and one. So where's the love? How much love can you handle? Well, here's a litmus test for love. How much freedom do you grant others? Right? How much freedom do you grant others? Now, how do I equate that to love? Okay, I'm going to get spiritual, Super Don. This is not a denominational discussion. I don't ever try to convert people to what I believe. I want you to be happy with wherever you are, whatever religion you claim to be a member of. That's not the point of me talking about this. I'm trying to take it out and beyond into the so-called secular world where we have a separation, not of people who are religious from the state, but from a state-sanctioned religion, modern medicine. And so I bring the freedom equation up. Why? Because I perceive my belief that I was created, as we all are, by some divine something. Okay, you want to say God? We have a lot of names for God. Yahweh, Yehovah, Jehovah, Sugmod.
Joe Pesci.
I've talked about it. Not Joe Pesci. What do you mean Joe Pesci?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Joe Pesci?
Okay. Well, some people might have. We've got Pastafarians that wear colander dishes on their head. This is not about that. This is about the love that, what, was granted to me. How do I know? Because I was granted the freedom to go through life and, man, royally screw up my life. My parents were granted the freedom to choose a path for me that wasn't the best in terms of my physical health as a young person. That's not me being angry at mom and dad. Mom's watching right now. Dad's not here. He's passed on from this physical plane. So it isn't an angry statement. It's a statement of, my gosh, I'm actually grateful for the screw-ups, for the freedom to screw up. And this concept of freedom as it relates to love. Do you believe you are loved by a creator, whether you want to say God or not? Again, it's up to you to decide this. I have that belief. Okay? And God loves me enough to allow me the freedom to screw up so badly that I can learn from my own screw-ups, which is an incredible thing if you think about it. Because if I am prevented from screwing up ever, I will learn nothing except what I can rote memorize, spit out on a test, and then go off and do everything else that'll screw up my life. Because it's not to, let's say, my benefit ultimately in terms of what I want to be, where I want to go, how I want to grow, how the fact that I don't want to suffer miserably in pain and inflammation like I did for a number of years in my first 24 years on the planet. We got a story about stress. We got a story about bad days. How many bad days do you have? Average American says 62 months of the year. Wow, what's that all about? We'll get into it. But here, to come full circle almost, because Super Don's wondering, well, Robert, when are you going to mention the story? We have a lead story. Come on, mention the story. Well, here's the story. Trump. Trump has now come out, his administration has come out and saying, we want to lower the mandates on health insurance so that we can lower the premiums, so that more people can buy in and afford it. Because there's a lot of people that were not helped by Obamacare. In fact, they were priced out because they didn't qualify for free money stolen from other people or the Federal Reserve printed out of thin air. Or maybe they're like me. Don't like mandates. Don't like to be forced to do anything against my will that I don't believe is in my best interest, the best interest of my family. And so even if I wanted to get an insurance policy that I have covered over the years here called catastrophic insurance, that the mandates were so onerous that they wouldn't sell me, they couldn't sell me, they weren't allowed by law to sell me just what I wanted and needed for my needs, because all of my health care, outside if there's an emergency trauma scenario where you need a bone reset, you go to an ER or whatever, I know how to take care of all of that. My wife knows how to take care of all that. I'm teaching my kids how to take care of all that. With herbs, with homeopathy, supplements, even energy-type medicines. Prayer, all of that. It works. It works for me. I'm not saying it works for you. That's up to you to figure out. So I bring it back to how much love can you handle? Because this is the question. The leftists that want to force you to participate in the third leading cause of death, according to the peer-reviewed literature, are not behaving in a very loving manner. Although they believe, they're so deranged that they believe that they are, because they're covering poor people with medicine that they perceive and believe is holy. Except when it punches holes in your physical body, whether it be chemo or whatever. So it's not very loving to say, we're going to have a health care system. Bernie Sanders says health care for everybody, because they don't define health care in any legitimate sense of the word. It's disease creation. It's disease management. It's an allopathic medical monopoly. It's the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. So my gosh, the Trump administration says, hey, you know what? We're going to roll out lower cost health care insurance. Yay! Two thumbs up. Now, is it the best? No, it's not even close to the best. Is it a step in the right direction? Yes, because it's affording you more freedom, which is, by definition, my definition, a little bit more loving. Okay, all you Trump haters, deal with it. Hopefully not with an SSRI that you get through your Obamacare, because that's a homicidal and suicidal disaster waiting to happen. Okay, Super Don. If I have, I know, I'm going to take a breath here. We got a few minutes here in this opening segment before. And I know we didn't talk about that aspect of it, but you know how it is when we open the microphones here, stuff happens.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm asking, how much love can you, and equating the freedom to choose the path in your life is a loving choice. The more freedom you are given by that which created us all, in my perception, the more loving the possibilities are. And it's the opposite of what our friends on the left right now think. They think hatred. Oh, he hates poor people because he's providing alternatives to the mandates of Obamacare. And I think that is closer to a loving thing to do. And am I saying this is bad? No, don't go there. Just talk to me about incremental. Let's bring in the love. That means bringing in the freedom. I equate the two together. Now go ahead. Take the other side or take whatever side you want, because this just flowed through me tonight. I don't know what's going on.
That's okay. I mean, there isn't necessarily another side to take on what it is that you've said here.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is good news. What it does is, as you said, it provides more freedom for people. You know, as it is right now under the Affordable Care Act, you've got these many choices, right? And the insurance plans that you are signing up for cover a gazillion things. And in a lot of cases, for a lot of people, services and things that they're never going to use.
No.
That is being subsidized and paid for that they're never going to take advantage of, that they're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, what it appears that, you know, there's a lot of details that need to be worked out on exactly what these plans are going to do. But I think this gets closer to what you've talked about before, where the option ought to be there for people to get what would be considered catastrophic health insurance. You know, if you fall down and you break your neck, you know, or you have a heart attack or something, you know, that is going to be crisis oriented. And because it doesn't include all of the 3 million other things that you're never going to use, it realistically should be cheaper. And I think that's the direction that he's going with this. So why not give people more options, right?
No, it's called junk insurance by the Democrats. They call it junk insurance.
Yes, they call it junk insurance because they, you know, it's just like anything. They want you to be afraid of the notion.
They want you to fear freedom.
That's not subsidized. They want you to fear freedom. That doesn't look like universal health care, right?
Fearing freedom. That's what they're all about at this point. I listen, God love you, you leftists. But you want to use the force of government to hold a gun to my head and force me to buy something I have no interest in. Why? Because you think it helps poor people? Poor people are already too drugged. They're already too deficient. Because the food they can afford is crap. It's subsidized, processed, cellophane, wrappered food. That's not loving to provide them the medicine that responds to the symptoms, not heals, but responds to the symptoms of eating junk food or food that is junky and processed. Where's the love? That's the question. Do you have it? We got more after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week. I don't know if you can handle it, but whatever portion thereof, you're welcome. Go to robertscottbell.com, and you'll see all the links, the stories we plan to cover, we intend to cover. No scheduled guest tonight, so it's just you, me, and Super D, and Ben on the board while he's still here. If you have interaction going on, you can drop us a message through the chat room. Those of you watching on our YouTube simulcast, go to robertscottbell.com.
You could call us, too, if you want.
Yeah, you know, Super Don, you have to pay attention, and Ben will have to let me know, because I don't normally pay attention to the board on that level, but yeah, if you
want
to.
We have a phone number, believe it or not. I know it doesn't ring very often, but if you want to give us a call, you can, got a comment or a question or...
Special open lines tonight, 866...
Health Freedom Pun.
939-2355, 866-939-BELL. Okay, so if you want to call in, we'll try to pay more attention to the phones tonight, just in case. All right, yesterday, I don't say I lost it, but emotionally I was exasperated by the time the show was over between what we did with Batar and talking about modern medicine and all of its trappings, particularly with their love affair with the flu shot, which is part of the sacrament of the church that we talk about, pharmaceutical mysticism. The flu shot is one of the sacrament, and boy, they worship the flu shot, don't they? And, you know, the religiosity with which they utilized terminology, remember, the Holy Grail, right? The Holy Grail of the flu shot, universal flu shot, like it's manna from heaven. And it's just so ridiculous as they do these gyrations and yoga moves to try and make this thing work so you keep accepting that which is just completely defeated, the flu shot. Well, more evidence of that defeat coming out in tonight's show. Medical Express reveals a headline, Past Encounters with the Flu Shape Vaccine Response. Now, this is sort of an apology tour, the flu shot apology tour, because they're like, it's not working. We got to figure this thing out. Why is it not working? Now, a lot of folks have been saying, well, it's the eggs. It's the eggs. We make the flu shot in eggs, and it just starts egging out on us, sucking the eggs. It's like it's mutating in the eggs. So they say, well, that could be it. Forget the fact that we chose the wrong strains. Even the right strains in the eggs, it's like, oh, it kind of messed up by the time it came out, right? So it's not working. Now, there's a new study. Published this week in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases, researchers from the University of Chicago, eggheads, Harvard University, more eggheads, and others, they're now showing that poor immune responses, not egg adaptions, they call them, may explain the low efficacy, effectiveness of the vaccine each year. It's your fault. You did it. Your immune system didn't respond like we wanted it to. So now they're kind of shifting the blame here. Yeah, I know it's the eggs, but no, it's not. It's really your own immune system. It's really not our fault. Now, guess what? They are taking that Holy Grail concept, religiosity concept of vaccines and flu shots, and they've taken it. I don't know if it's going to be up a notch or down a notch, but man, I guess they've reached a new low in admitting their lack of science and their embracing of cult-like devotion to the flu shot. Idiocracy. Worship the flu shot. What are they blaming the lack of efficacy on now? They call it a phenomenon. So we're getting into, oh, it's a phenomenon. Is this X-Files? No. We're actually going into, I dare say, Christian theology, Judeo-Christian theology here. They're trying to adopt and borrow it. When I saw this, I nearly fell off my chair. The problem is you and your original antigenic sin.
Sin?
Yes. The reason why the flu shot doesn't work is because you're a sinner. You're an antigenic sinner. The first time you encountered the flu was your first mistake. And now your immune system, it kind of knows these viruses. And it doesn't react to these viruses when we give them to you in a flu shot. And this is what they're calling original antigenic sin. How long will it be before the University of Chicago eggheads and the Harvard University eggheads doing this egghead, dunderhead research reach into a PhD called the Church Lady?
Who was it? Who could it possibly be? Was it? Oh, I don't know. Satan?
I mean, why not? It's your problem. It's your antigenic sin, your original antigenic sin that is the problem here. That's why our flu shots are not working. Why not blame Satan at this point?
So it's like your immune system ate the apple from the tree of knowledge or something, mm-hmm. Right?
Right. Yeah. Original sin.
The old Adam and Eve thing going on.
And now what we're going to need to do, because you're not responding, we're going to have to add more antigens. No, that's not even enough. How about adjuvants? Let's throw a lot more aluminum in there to make you forget anything about the religion of your youth, so you will adopt the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. That's what it is.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Maybe if we keep it less controversial tonight, Super Don, I won't get zapped off the air like last night. You know, it was pretty intense.
Yeah.
But it's so hard not to be intense when you cover these flu shot stories, especially. Feel the love. Okay, feel the love. If you got commentary on Trump's reduction of let's say, requirements, entry-level requirements to insurance, we don't have to cover everything. You can have, like, limited plans. more catastrophic coverage. And you want to argue against that. Or you want to say, hey, that's pretty cool. I get it, Robert. I understand. More freedom is good. We'll hear from you tonight. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. There's another aspect to this flu shot madness before we get into the cannabis update. Because they make this stuff in eggs. And they've been talking about, hey, if we can make it more synthetically, genetically engineer it, you know, kind of get it out of this egg drift scenario, right? And so they came up with some ideas that they thought would be better. And I want you to take a listen to this and tell me if you would be more inclined or less inclined to get a flu shot if they switch production from eggs as a strata, so to speak, as a base, and move to insect cells. Insect cells. This year's flu shot was made in fly larvae. Oh, yeah, well, sign me up. How many of you remember the original fly from the 1950s or the Jeff Goldblum reimagining of the fly? Right? That's gonna go over well. That's right. Fly DNA, fly larva DNA in our flu shots. Oh, yeah. Fly away with me. Maybe that doesn't float your flu boat.
That actually reminds me, have you seen the story going around where they have combined sheep and human DNA together and they've created, what do they call them, chimera embryos?
Right.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I think the thing is they're way late because we see sheeple every day in America.
Yeah, well, there you go.
No, I'm serious. It's like you didn't need to do it genetically. It's already been chosen. The people that are walking around like sheep going, whatever you say, doctor, whatever you say, government, the sheeple are very real. They're chimera before there were labs to do the chimera thing. But yeah, I'm not into that. I don't promote that. I don't like transgenic, you know, DNA mixing between species. Not a good plan, folks. Not a good plan. And how many of these people that belong to a church, synagogue, or mosque realize that they're endorsing doctors who inject children, innocent little babies, with aborted fetal cells or, if not that, RNA and DNA from animals? Yeah, mixed in into the debris field of a vaccine. You know, it bugs me. It just bugs me. Speaking of bugs... Insect-based flu shots. No. No, thank you. All right. Well, here's their next level flu shot strata. What are they going to make it in? What's the material they're going to grow this stuff in? Well, if you don't like the eggs and you don't like the flies, how about dog kidney cells? Yeah, renal cells. Dog kidney cells. The dog flu. How would you like to be injected with kidney cells from, I don't know, what's your dog's name? Super Don?
My dog?
Yeah.
Diesel.
Diesel. All right, so we got diesel kidney cells that we're going to make flu shots from. Right. And you're going to get injected with that. Who thinks this is a good idea? Now, the controversy over the leukemia cells from kidneys, renal cells, the SV40, simian virus 40, that contain all of these things in the vaccine history of the 20th century. We go back to Jenner's time and the pus from the udders of cows, cowpox, cutting open the arm and just sliding it in there. It is not much better today, except that they throw heavy metals in there. Oh, that's an improvement. Mercury, aluminum, etc. Is it any wonder I get exasperated? It's a wonder I have hair on my head, Super Don, with all of that I'm pulling out lately with these medical vaccine stories. So unless you have anything to add, and you might, I will move in to the next segment. But I want to give you the opportunity to chime in on
You're getting kind of worked up. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't want to get back into the, what was that, the scum and villainy places. So I think maybe... Mm-hmm. You should maybe do something with
chill out.
Cannabis.
Let's chill out.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back. What's that? All right, if there's a disclaimer on the cannabis update, that's not me or Super D doing whatever it was in that update. That was him putting it together. Yeah. Because it sounds like somebody's doing a bong hit. I understand what that is now, right?
Yeah.
Again, I know there's some people who are sensitive that listen to this and go, oh, man, they're a bunch of potheads. No, our point is making a little fun, being a little silly, and bringing out the fact that this plant that God created, cannabis, has a lot of medicinal, nutritional, and so much more value. And however you determine to use it, of course, we focus more medicinally and nutritionally here. But the reality is, again, because I love freedom and God granted me that freedom, I would say that's your freedom to have and experience how you want. We are trying to be better examples in terms of utilizing it appropriately as needed, right? Even music, we talk about using music medicinally, right? That's why we rock the health world. We got to break up the thought forms that have gotten us to this point that we're stuck, right? Rock and roll music was designed to break that lattice structure up. And some people say, well, that was a bad thing. But in many ways, it's allowed more, I believe, and perceive spirituality to come on through. Yeah, genuine, because you have to desire it at that point. It isn't because you're afraid to not do it. It's because you desire to do it. All right. Thematically, you could follow things, the bouncing ball, whatever's going on here. Now, a cannabis update from New Jersey. Lawmakers there are, like, I think they're still channeling Chris Christie, who was like the anti-cannabis governor. And there was enough of him to go around that it's still lingering in New Jersey.
Chris Christie, I don't think he would have gone even this far.
You don't think so?
Kind of, no. I don't think so, no.
Yeah, so what they want to do is not legalize it, but they say...
But legalize it.
Yeah, what?
They don't want to legalize it, but in essence, they're legalizing it without it saying that they're legalizing
it. It's a weird way to do it. It's sort of like, let's decriminalize small amounts of cannabis in New Jersey. Huh. Which begs the question then, if you can carry as much as, how many grams did they say?
10.
10 grams, which is about a third of an ounce, okay?
A third of an ounce?
Third of an ounce.
Dude, so if you, that's not just a tiny little bit of cannabis.
See, I don't even know if it is or not. Like, I have, 1 ounce of CBD, which, of course, is not to get you high, of course. But, so it's a third of this, I guess, a third of an ounce.
But also, think about this for a second. The ounce of CBD that you've got there is in what, liquid form?
Correct, yes.
So, weight-wise, that is going to be a lot... if you think of cannabis is not heavy. You know, it's light, right?
So we're talking about the plant form, the dried plant form, for instance. Okay, I get it. All right.
So you're looking at a lot more.
So if you're... Okay, so it's a fair amount. But at the same time, it begs the question, if it's not legal, it's still illegal but decriminalized, where are the people getting it from?
Well, and that's the problem here, is that you can decriminalize it. And again, maybe it's potato, potato, but we don't want to make it legal, but we're not going to make it illegal, basically. So, aren't you making it legal then? It's the same thing. Yeah. It's semantics, but you're right, because if it's not legalized and it's not being handled in the way that you see it being handled in Colorado... In Washington and Oregon, where, you know, they're putting some regulations in there.
They're taxing the hell out of it and making
a lot of money. So if you decriminalize it and you say it's okay for you to carry, up to 10 grams, on you, where are people going to get it from, right?
Right. That's the point.
They're going to have to buy it illegally.
From corner drug dealers, right, that they say they want to eliminate, which they're only going to facilitate their business going up because there are no, quote-unquote, legal channels to get it. All right, brilliant idea, New Jersey.
Not
at all. Well, let's go down south. I feel more comfortable in the south. I do. Except when, remember that sheriff the other day we played? Why are they buying, the report says, why are they buying CBD then? Or somebody says, I know why they're buying it.
Because they want to get high.
Because they want to get high. And she says, no, they're not getting high from CBD. I was so ignorant.
And then he goes, then why are they buying it?
Right.
For medicinal reasons. You are such a doofus.
Yeah.
My God.
So it's gone up above the sheriff now. And there's a Tennessee judge that has been, he's thinking clearly about this. 24 Tennessee stores were padlocked for selling CBD. And they're now open again because a local judge ordered that the keys in the cash registers be returned to the 23 stores shuttered February 12th in Nashville suburbs. Rutherford County Circuit Judge Royce Taylor ordered the stores to be allowed to be reopened last Friday, the same day that 16 defendants pled not guilty to drug charges. So this was a big, Nashville, Tennessee scandal. And the idea was, of course, that the judge was actually looking at it and going, you know what? This CBD is not It's not weed that people are going out smoking and getting high. It's not the same thing. In fact, it is not that it, in fact, it's not illegal. Of course, there's a lot of confusion because the DEA tried to pretend it could make new laws, etc. But Tennessee allows the sale of hemp-derived CBD products if they contain less than 0.3% THC, which is what those places were selling.
That's
so another hearing
across
is coming.
The country,
up.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah, across the board. Yeah. So some semblance of sanity in the judiciary in Tennessee, I have to say. Although these sheriffs really need to do their homework instead of shutting down good mom-and-pop stores that are doing good, selling dietary supplements, forms of CBD that are actually helping people get off of opioids and you know, deal with pain differently. And in fact, this is the irony, too. Folks, for those of you who are against what you call the devil's weed, and it's not in the Bible that it's the devil's weed. It's not there. It was in the government that said, my gosh, we got to protect the market for big pharma, big cotton, big forest, big paper, all of the threatened industries that could be, if not wiped out, severely reduced in profitability if cannabis were growing everywhere. The fact is, if you're worried about people that are quote-unquote addicted to marijuana, as they say, if you put these people on CBD, cannabidiol from the hemp plant, they will be less likely to be smoking weed. I'm telling you the truth. It's been shown scientifically because it counteracts the intensity of the THC and all the things that it does. That's why they breed it to have little to no CBD for sale to make people recreational about it, right? So folks, get off of your tripping on the cannabis plant and embrace the cannabidiol, and you can get it from CV Sciences. Plus CBDOil.com. 15% off if you use the code RSB15. Helping so many people, my family included. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got to talk TV shows tonight a little bit because it relates to the topic of healthcare, modern medicine, as such. So we have a TV theme song. See if you remember this one. I don't know if this is the show that we're going to be referring to, but I do remember this sound. Now, that's Leave It to Beaver, right?
That's Leave It to Beaver.
There were never any complaints about how they covered health and healing issues in Leave It to Beaver. I don't know that they had controversies like that. In fact, remember in the 1970s with the Brady Bunch, there was no controversy about measles, for instance.
No.
They had measles episode, and it was a laugh a minute, a riot. Everybody was laughing. Oh, measles, ha, ha, ha. Now, you know, you mentioned measles and you don't have the shot, they want to, you know, send you off planet or something. But there's, you know, a lot of shows that are medically oriented in the 1990s, the 2000s, now the 2010s. There's a lot of emphasis on medical correctness, right? In fact, we've talked about CDC embedding writers into medical shows. Or if you're going to cover a medical topic, they want to thematically, you know, throw in an HIV denier, right? We've had shows like that about people we've featured on this show. Or flu, you know, anybody, vaccine people, anything like that, that use alternative medicine. So they have CDC people embedded. Now, there's a show called Grey's Anatomy. As I mentioned before we went on the air, I never watched Grey's Anatomy. I wouldn't know the theme song if they played it. But I do remember the last medical show that I had any interest in at all, because the characters were really cool and they had some interesting things, but was that House MD, right?
Best show in the world. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so I'm sure they had embedded medical people, because they used medical jargon in all of it, right? And there were controversial things about vaccines and toxins and poisons, interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. But Grey's Anatomy is in the news here on MedPage today. But why? Why would is it that they're too medical, not medical enough? What's the complaint here, Super Don?
Well, according to believe it or not, they actually did a study mm-hmm. on this, and they found that Grey's Anatomy traumas, the traumas that are depicted mm-hmm. in the TV show Grey's Anatomy, lack realism. And they're concerned about this, apparently, that this TV show, this mm-hmm. fictional TV show made up of fictional characters that is put out there for entertainment purposes
yes.
is not real. It's not real enough.
It's a fictional TV show.
What?
Yeah.
You know, that would be like saying, you know, we were going to complain because the TV show Chips is just not depicting law enforcement correctly. I can remember being a kid. I mean, when I say Chips, there might be some people are going, what are you talking about? Because that's a long time ago. This was early 80s.
I remember Chips, yep.
Well, here's the deal. My dad is a retired California Highway Patrol sergeant.
He was a Chips motorcycle guy, wasn't he?
He was a CHP guy. And I can remember, and he liked to watch it. But during the whole show, he ruined it every time because they would go to
They don't really do that.
No, that's not real. They don't do that. So, you know, it's like, obviously, the TV shows that are out mm-hmm. there for entertainment are for entertainment. They're not meant to be documentaries or something.
Yeah, it's like complaining that The Simpsons are just not realistic enough in terms of family life in them.
Yeah, okay. So, but, I mean, that's an extreme. But I mean, let's say I keep going to these old shows, but you know, like Married with Children.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I used to watch that. Was that you know, that probably was more accurate than maybe some of the other shows like Full House or something where everybody was happy and you know,
we'll get into happy go lucky, too. But we'll get into that. By the way, one of the complaints was that fictional trauma patients were more likely to die than real life patients, 22% versus 7%.
Well, I have to question somebody who would watch Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
And then go to the doctor and go, wait a minute. No, hold on, excuse me. This is, you guys are not doing this
That's
right.
That's not how it should
Grey's
be done,
Anatomy,
right?
It, you know, it's different.
One more TV reference, Super Don. They finally had determined the cause for autism. And apparently it's a cartoon called Peppa Pig in the United Kingdom.
Yes. Now, I had never heard of Peppa Pig, and I definitely had not heard of this rumor going around on the internet that watching Peppa Pig makes kids autistic. That's just nuts.
They said it was in the peer-reviewed literature, but then again, that which is in the peer-reviewed literature is bizarre enough and unsubstantiated enough that I guess people were saying, my gosh, this is in the scientific journals. We need to look into this.
No, it's fake news.
It's mercury. Yes. Aluminum, it's vaccines,
it's not
environmental.
Peppa Pig.
Yeah, not Peppa Pig. All right, folks, back talking stress next hour because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.